The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You know, it's so good you're with us because we are talking again today about our Bonner County Sheriff Block Watch program with Craig Nelson and Fred Arn. They're here to help us understand the crime prevention aspects of the Block Watch program and other benefits as well, and how you can be and your neighbors can be involved, how to start a Block Watch program in your area. Lots of good information you can use right here. This is Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and it's my joy to welcome you all in. All right, we're going to take that first break right now, do a little business, and we'll be right back.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.com.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start May 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. Join me now. Say hello to Craig Nelson and Fred Arn. They are here to tell us about the Bonner County Sheriff Block Watch Program. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today, for being back today. I love this topic. I think it's very important.
My pleasure.
Thank you. All right, Craig, let's start with you. What is your involvement with Block Watch? What is it that you actually do?
Well, I joined the Block Watch program back in 2015 under Sheriff Wheeler when he came into office. And I'm one of about 16 or 17 volunteers. We all have various backgrounds and different things. Some of us prior law enforcement experience, some military, some fire, some school teachers. And our purpose is to communicate to the county residents, whether you live in a city of Sandpoint or city of Priest River. This is a county-wide program, and it's to organize various neighborhoods into a cohesive group that will watch out over each other and learn certain techniques and how to become a good
how to become a good neighbor.
Yeah.
And a good, really good and effective
good
neighbor.
Good neighbor and a good witness to things.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. And Fred, the same question to you. Let our audience know what you do within this framework in your area of the Black Watch program for the Sheriff's Office.
I spend a lot of time at the public events. I volunteer for the sheriff's booth and all.
Like at the fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And the prepper's fair. I mean, almost every public event, you'll find a group of us from the Community Watch program. They're talking to people and promoting what it is we do. And then when people want us to come out and do a presentation, we all kind of volunteer. You know, when you have time to go do a presentation.
And your particular area of involvement or expertise is what?
The radios. I at one, in one of my past lifetimes, I was a radio operator in a Marine Corps infantry company. And I discovered that if you can't communicate, you have problems. and so I just sort of gravitated towards that because it's an area of interest for me.
Excellent. All right. So before we get into the mission and all the benefits, what is the Sheriff's Office involvement with Black Watch? Do they oversee it? Do they finance it? Do they do training? What do they do?
They finance it, for one. And it's the part that Fred and I play along with our colleagues, we are all volunteers. We're not a paid group. We just volunteer our time. We're the ones that go around and train the community in setting up their neighborhood or community watch. That term is used both ways.
Both community watch and block
yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
Interchangeable.
So, block watch.
Okay, good.
Yeah, block watch usually is a term used when you're in a,
you feel like
close,
it's a city or a town.
City, yes, where you get out in the rural areas, it's more of a community setting.
And this is very effective in the rural areas. This is not limited.
Absolutely.
And it's important out there.
Particularly when you have a limited police presence, like here in Bonner County or any of the really the law enforcement facilities in North Idaho. It's a small presence, so they rely a lot on its citizens to report crime to them.
Yeah. Okay, so the financial support from the Sheriff's Office is not for salaries, but it's for other important aspects of the program. Give us an idea of what they pay for.
For example, when people sign up, we have a large sign that we can offer to them. It's about 18 inches by 24. It says Community Force on it, and it has a kind of a law enforcement star with an eyeball looking at you, and it says, we report all suspicious activity to let people know that we are an organized neighborhood and we're watching. So we give the option for people to have that sign and post it in their driveway or along a fence line or something like that.
You know, that sounds a lot like the sign that's at the gate where I live, but we've never in the 5 years, I lived in Hope for, 35 years, but the 5 years now that I've been in Sandpoint, at this place, that sign just sounds like that's what we've got. But I'm pretty sure we don't have an official group. We've never had a meeting. There's nothing going on in the last 5 years, so maybe they just got a rogue sign and put it up.
You can get on Amazon and buy all kinds of signs that say Block Watch and that kind of thing. And they're very good. Some signs say you're being watched or you're being monitored by TV. Those are all good signs. It gives bad person a
heads up.
Yeah, right. To let them think that maybe they don't need to pursue that.
But I'm going to pursue this with my neighborhood because I think we need the training and the newsletter and when we get into it, the other benefits. So go ahead, Greg.
Well, you mentioned training. So normally how this whole process starts is someone within the neighborhood contacts the sheriff's office and said, we would like to consider starting our own Block Watch program. Now, that usually comes about two ways. One, they're being reactive to a problem that they've experienced. Somebody in their neighborhood got burglarized or something like that. So now they're reacting like maybe we need to protect ourselves better. The better approach is to be proactive before you become a victim of a crime. And so we encourage that as well. In any event, once that name has been given to us and we make the introductions, we talk to the people about how they might be able to go around and canvass their neighborhood to get people interested. Once they've got a group together, we meet somewhere. It can be in a person's home. It can be in a public building somewhere, like maybe the library or something. But that person in the neighborhood is kind of responsible for setting all that up. And once they have, then we send out one, two, three people, depending on how big the group is, to share with them how the Block Watch program works. We've met with people as few as three people. We've met with groups that are 200 some plus
people.
Oh, wow. You know, so it just depends on how big the community gets involved. And I think the largest one I first started with was out in the area of Hope on the Hope Peninsula. And we filled the community center to capacity. And it even included a couple of the people that were suspected of burglarizing the whole neighborhood. They were there too. So that was a good thing.
They wanted to learn what they were up against.
Yeah. But here's the wonderful things about it. Once the signs start showing up and there's knowledge goes out and people start talking to people outside their neighborhood saying, hey, we're part of this, it gives a sense of the community or neighborhood being organized. It lets the bad guy know, well, look at all these signs. They have organized themselves, and maybe we ought to just go on down the road and try something else.
Exactly. I don't usually interrupt my guests.
Yeah,
ha, ha, ha. But I did interrupt you because I still want to go back to what the sheriff's office provides financially. They buy the signs. They buy your materials. How do they financially support you?
Well, that's true, and that's really it is. The signs, they provide us materials.
Uniform.
Yeah, they do provide us a uniform, a shirt.
Oh, good.
And a coat to so people recognize who we are. It says volunteer on it. Sometimes they'll lend us a car, a county car, if we're having to go any large distance away. Which...
Do they ever come and support your training efforts if you're meeting with a big group like you did with the Peninsula, or even a small group? Do they ever come?
Yes, we can request that a deputy join us in that group who will be able to answer questions, field questions from the group. Now, that's not always possible that they're there, but usually for the larger gatherings there is. And, you know, we rely on their expertise. We, even though some of us may have a background in law and that kind of thing, it really needs to come from the actual full-time employee that's representing the sheriff and the law.
Yeah, and their support for the organization, that they are supportive and that they do endorse, if you will, the effort of Community Watch or Block Watch.
Yes.
So crime prevention, I don't know if you would say, but that's kind of like the primary goal is to prevent crime. Or if crime has already happened, to keep it from happening again in a certain area, because people are going to get together and they're going to start paying attention. But Craig, when we spoke the last time, I'm going to tell you what really impressed me and amazed me was all the other benefits that come from being involved in Community Watch and Block Watch program. The one I'll just say now, because it's like an overarching thing, is you unite people and you educate people. And that just goes a long way in, well, I'll let you say, in bringing a community together so they can really pay attention to each other.
Well, times have changed over a period of time. If anybody has ever watched the show John Doe, you would understand how that it was an old Gary Cooper movie, and how the newspaper was able to share with the community this down and out transient, and created an environment where everyone wanted to make these John Doe society neighborhood kind of things to be more loving to their neighbor and that kind of thing.
Oh, this was like It's a Wonderful Life. This kind of, back in the day. I grew up in a community like that.
All right. So
mother didn't know where I was, but everybody else knew where I was on my bicycle. She had no idea, but everybody along the way did.
We've gone from the old gather the neighborhood for the barn raising and those kind of things. So now we have cell phones, and we hardly ever talk to our neighbors.
Or know them.
Particularly in the rural areas where you might be spread out by 20 acres or 20 miles, you know, depending on the person's property.
So you unite people.
We unite people, and what that does is it kind of generates an atmosphere of meeting their neighbor and starting conversations going on, and where the benefits start to come across in case of a natural disaster or somebody's house burns down or whatever. The community can gather around, help each other out, and those type of things.
You have a newsletter, which really I think is very impressive and useful.
Yeah, you were asking what we each kind of do in the group, and I'm the kind of the editor that puts out that newsletter quarterly.
Okay.
And
For your area, for your Block Watch, or is it like over all the Block Watches?
It's over all the Block Watches. It's basically ideas to help for your safety, things to consider during the winter versus during the summer, trends in scams that are going on.
So important.
Those kind of things. And what happens is that gets distributed by the Sheriff Wheeler's administrative assistant to all the block captains in the program. And the block captains then send it out to their neighbors that are participating in that Block Watch group.
Is this typically digital newsletter?
Digital. And in fact, when the Sheriff's Office webmaster is up and getting things up to date on their website, you can read these newsletters. There's a section of the Sheriff's Office website called Community Force, and Block Watch is part of that.
Okay.
I think there's a section for like the Marine unit and for patrol and for the jail and that kind of thing. But
you know, I think it would be really helpful. I think you mentioned this the last time, that there might be a certain area where there are mailbox thefts going on. It's kind of concentrating in an area. If you can let people know about that when that's going on, or they can be on the alert for that, you know, some kind of a crime trend or something, a scam that you mentioned.
Well, I'll give you an example. I happen to be the Block Watch captain for my neighborhood, and I got a call yesterday from one of my neighbors saying, hey, I had this white van show up parked on my property, and they kind of interacted, but they had a really bad feeling about it. I said, okay, did you get the license number? No, I didn't get that. Okay, that's fine. And I go back and get on my email, and I alert all the other neighbors in the neighborhood. This suspicious white van showed up, and just be watchful of it. If it shows up again, get a hold of me. But if it was let's say it was a little more difficult situation where they thought that perhaps a suspicious vehicle was parked along the road, and they've never seen that before, well, we would call the sheriff's office and report it. The thing people need to realize is the sheriff's office, particularly dispatch, knows a heck of a lot more information.
They might have had other reports about a suspicious white van
someplace else. They could have been involved in a crime just down the road. So the sheriff's office becomes the funnel of information. And so one little piece might actually lead them to solving a problem that's been reported to them.
You know what I like, and this probably goes without saying, but, you know, the authority that goes with this is really from and with the sheriff's department. But the more people that are alert, and the more people that are, it's just like being alert and watching to the health of your family. Yeah, I mean, right. You know, you're paying attention to what's going on, you're looking for whatever, and then, you know, the authority is the doctor if you think you need to go there, ER, but you are, as a mom or a dad or whatever, you know, you're on the alert. Yeah. Teachers, you know.
The program's not to create vigilantes.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that.
It's just to have a neighborhood protect each other.
And be educated.
And report any kind of suspicious activity, regardless of how insignificant you may think it is. We all have come across situations, as I've described to people, you're driving home and you see something that in your gut tells you that's not normal. And like a car, or I'll give you one more example quickly.
Hold that example for the next session, and we're going to take a break right now, take a commercial break. We will be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts, and their ASE and Master ASE certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, and Fridays until 6, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Ah, spring is here. The snow has melted and the days are getting brighter. And nothing says spring like a spring house cleaning at Larson's. During Larson's 85th anniversary sale, take an extra 15 to 25% off already reduced prices on all clearance racks, including apparel and shoes. That's right, draw an Easter egg from the basket and save an additional 15 to 25% off. So spring into spring during Larson's 85th anniversary sale in downtown Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. Hurry, the sale ends Saturday.
Lowe's is the destination for EGO outdoor power equipment this spring. See what's new and exclusive, like the 17-inch string trimmer with Line IQ technology that auto-feeds to save you time, and the 22-inch select-cut self-propelled mowers with a multi-blade system for precise cutting. Shop EGO Days, happening now during SpringFest at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee...
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start May 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
News Talk 97.1. Everybody, welcome in. We're getting so much good information out to you. I'm so appreciative of Craig Nelson and Fred Arn. They're here representing the Bonner County Sheriff's Community Watch Program, or Block Watch Program, both names are good, and explaining what the program is all about, what it provides for you, how it works, and and how you can go about being a part of it. Right now, Craig, you had an example of how the Block Watch, when we went on break, you had an example of how the Block Watch program works.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So when we come to your home to talk to the group, we kind of explain in basic terms how it works, and we use this wagon wheel concept. And the center hub of the wagon wheel is really the block captain in the neighborhood. They're the persons where everything is disseminated to, and that person disseminates information back out. And the spokes of the wheel represent the neighbors. And so that's a flow and ebb of information going on. A neighbor may have called the sheriff and said, hey, I want to report this particular crime. They would call the block captain, and then the block captain would let the other spokes or the other neighbors know, hey, one of our people got burglarized last week, and this is as much information as I can really give out to you. And so we encourage people just to be good observers and report the suspicious activity. It really doesn't take a lot of time for the block captain who volunteers to do that or for the neighbors to do it. It's just communicating when they can back and forth.
Exactly. All right, let's turn our attention to Fred Arnn. Fred is also very much involved with the Community Watch program, but you kind of specialize in an area. I mean, you educate in other areas, but you're the radio guy, and you coordinate the radio people. Now, when we were on break, you were giving me some very interesting numbers. Like, let's start with the big number. How many people are like the single representative of maybe a family or a couple? How many people are in this program in our county?
2,000, a little over 2,000.
Okay, so they might represent a family of four, a family of two, so they're just the contact point.
Right.
Of those 2,000, 2,500 people, how many are the capos, I'm calling them? How many are the captains?
There are about 110, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Now, in your area, how many of those 110 have taken on the responsibility of learning the whole radio communication network, how to do it and why it's important?
We're in the process of trying to cover the entire county. It's almost an impossible task, but yeah, we're working on it.
But right now,
we have about, if I remember correctly here, I want to say 39 people.
Yes.
That have all gotten their GMRS licenses, and they've taken our one-hour class, and we've certified them to be able to use the sheriff's repeater.
You know, there might be some people thinking that's a pretty low number. I don't think that's low at all. I think that's very impressive that 38 people representing these groups, not everybody's got somebody on it yet, but that's impressive, Fred. What is GMRS? They've been certified in what?
Oh, now you're calling me.
Uh-oh.
GMRS, General GM.
Well, what does it do?
It's basically the radio frequencies that the FCC have allotted for civilian public use that don't require the commitment that you have to make to become a ham.
Okay. So it's the rules of the road for radio in this kind of a network.
Right. There are two. There's what's called the Family Radio Service and then the GMRS.
Okay.
GMRS allows you to use a repeater, and there are eight, if I remember correctly, frequencies where you can transmit up to 50 watts of power.
So the family one is just a husband and their wife. He's out in the forest and she's back in the kitchen and they're talking to each other.
They transmit at a half a watt to 1 watt.
Like two-way radios.
Those are two-way radios. But they don't have the distance.
Exactly.
So they're more local. And we recommend to the spokes in Craig's Hub that they get a family radio. You can buy them at Walmart. I mean, they're really cheap.
They're not expensive.
$15?
Or even less. Okay.
Yeah.
And then that would communicate with
to the hub,
these 38?
To the 38 radio comm people that have signed up to become users of the sheriff's repeater system.
And let me ask you this. Honestly, I could be completely misinformed, but I don't see this like, I mean, okay, husband and wife talking to each other. But in terms of Crime Watch and Community Watch, I just think the radio communication is more important when all the other the cell phones, you know, television, the internet, it's down. And this is the way you're going to talk to each other for real.
That's exactly how this got started. The sheriff and I were discussing what ifs. And we were talking about the 911 system going down,
yes,
the cell phone system going down, and it happens up here.
911's gone down.
Right. And I mean, all of our basic means of communication. And so in bouncing it around, I said, well, you know, we could set up our own radio system, and we could probably make it bulletproof. So everything that we've done is redundant.
Mm-hmm.
Our repeater is on a solar battery backup. All of our small handheld radios, we show people how to get rechargeable batteries so that they don't go down. You can plug them into your car and use them.
They're, I need a solar charger for myself.
Solar chargers, all kinds of different, and none of it. Now there are ways we can set up the repeaters so that they work together, but through the internet. Mm-hmm. Well, if the internet goes down, you
have
lost
a backup for that.
Well, we're in the process of trying to set up our second repeater, which is going to be up at Priest Lake, and it's the fellow that's going to help us do that has, if I remember correctly, about 2 years worth of power capability. He can power his house for 2 years.
Wow.
I'm not worried about solar with him. His Northern Lights goes down and his generator kicks in and he's good for
Well, give
years.
Me his address and I'll give him a call when.
Well, you may know him, Mike Nielsen. He was a former county commissioner. And
yeah, I do know, yes. But that was a long time ago. Yeah. All right. Well, so it's very impressive to me, both of you, Craig and Fred, that this program really is covering the county. Not everyone, obviously, in the county is a part of it, but they could be. And so he's talking about a disaster when 911 goes down, the internet goes down, and all of that. That's one of the things the Community Watch and the Block Watch teaches people. Like when these things go down, this is what you can do with and for each other. In addition to have radios, there are other things, right, Craig?
Right. It's more than just creating a crime prevention area within your neighborhood. You've got you can come to the aid of other people who might become victims of a natural disaster. One thing that I wanted to point out with this radio system is if everything else goes down, you're going to get the official word from the sheriff's office on what to do or what's going on, instead of a lot of people chattering around, spreading rumors, saying, you know, this road's closed, that road's not closed, those kind of things. So you're going to get an official word, which is important.
So if we're in this radio network that Fred's talking about, more and more people, that's where we're going to hear the real situation from the sheriff's office.
That's right.
Now, not somebody who thinks 95 might be closed.
Yes.
Your official information. One thing, the sheriff and I have also discussed, and we haven't done it yet, like I said, this is a
evolving.
Right. Is we'd like to get radios in the cars with the deputies so that the deputy, in the event of a fire or whatever, in the area, he can call and talk to the watch captain, and his radio will have the capability to talk to the family radio service, so the spokes as well.
Okay.
So you have direct law enforcement citizen communication capability.
I made a note, Craig, on my notes here, and it said that disaster preparedness includes not what you're going to do with the disaster upon you, but what to do before the disaster happens. And that is that an aspect of the Block Watch? Do you help people with that kind of question, like what do I do if?
Well, we do provide them with information on what might be good basic security methods for hardening your home. For example, in the wintertime if you're going away.
I love these techie phrases you've got, hardening my hone. I like stuff like that.
Well, for example, if you're going to be away for the winter, if you're a snowbird, you're taking off, maybe hire the neighborhood kid to plow your driveway once in a while, you know, pick up the paper, stop your mail, all these things that have been around.
And
but reminders.
Have a key and go inside and run some water through your faucets and flush the toilets and make sure there aren't not a raccoon family or what other kind of family might be living in there.
Yeah. But, you know, let your block captain or a good close neighbor know you're going to be gone so they can keep an eye on the place.
Exactly.
One of the things our group has done, and I suspect other groups have done as well, is you kind of identify the resources in the community. You know, if you don't talk to each other and you haven't, you know, communicated, you don't know that the guy down the road happens to be a world-class auto mechanic, or that the woman who lives up the street happens to be a trauma surgeon.
Exactly.
And you would never know any of this. So the watch generates and creates that atmosphere for people to be able to communicate and identify resources.
Get to know each other for their benefit. Yeah. All right, we're up against our last break. We are going to take it. When we come back, I've got a couple of questions on when crime, you know, when do we have the higher crime rates here in the winter, in the summertime? What's going on? So we're going to talk about that right after this.
At the co-op this week, we have some new spring clothing items for the ladies. Find leggings, biking shorts, dressy t-shirts, and sleeveless tees from Fit Kicks and Crossovers. We also have beautiful knit shawls from All Thread. This is a new clothing line for us, and we hope you like it. We would also like to remind you that George's annual tree and shrub sale is on Friday, April 25th, 8 a.m. sharp at the store. Come early, get some coffee, visit with the other folks, and find some great trees and shrubs. Sale information is online at coopgasandsupply.com/events. Check out Patty's new garden glove selection from Seed and Sprout. We also still have seed potatoes and onion sets, as well as all the soils, amendments, fertilizers, tools, and more at Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderé, 208-263-6820, coopgasandsupply.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at Walmart.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Lowe's is the destination for EGO outdoor power equipment this spring. See what's new and exclusive, like the 17-inch string trimmer with Line IQ technology that auto-feeds to save you time, and the 22-inch select-cut self-propelled mowers with a multi-blade system for precise cutting. Shop EGO Days, happening now during Spring Fest at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mariana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover, and trust me, you're going to love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off throughout the store and earn Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it home for less. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 19th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
News Talk 97.1.
I just love doing these things with you, ladies and gentlemen. We are privileged to be able to talk with Craig Nelson, Fred Arnn. They've got tons of information that we can't even get to on the air. So if you're interested in this, you need to get in touch with them and with the sheriff's office. And so, well, let's go right there then, Craig. If we have people right now that are interested in organizing, however big their little group could be, how do they do that? How do they get started on this?
You contact the Sheriff's Office general number, which is 208-263-8417, and ask to speak to Cheryl Mesner. And she is she's essentially our boss for the Block Watch program, but she's the administrative assistant to Sheriff Wheeler. And she will take your information and eventually assign one of us to get in touch with that person, and we'll start getting the program rolling.
That is awesome. Call the sheriff's office. They are kind of that's the main connection, 208-263-8417. Ask for Cheryl Mesner, and she will get you started. And what I really appreciate is, like you said before, you've talked to groups with three or four people that are trying to get together and do this, and you've talked to groups where there's 100 people that want to get together and watch out for each other. It's such a good thing. Okay, you had a story to tell us about something that happened with Block Watch.
Well, a lot of times people have asked us, when does most crime occur in the area? And we do know that most crime
crime of opportunity.
Opportunity. Thank you for pulling the words out of my mouth. So a person driving down the road sees a trailer sitting there on the side or a lawnmower, they just scoop it up and they're gone. And chances are nobody ever saw them take it. So so when does the most crime occur? Well, a lot of it probably occurs in the summertime. We all know, living in this area, that the population of Bonner County goes up fourfold.
Yes.
It's a tremendous number of people that are visiting the area, tourism, or they have summer homes here. But there's also a lot of crime that occurs in the wintertime when these same people that use the homes up here as a summer home, they're gone and their homes become burglarized, or people actually move in and become vagrants, and then you have to deal with the whole problem of getting rid of them.
Exactly. It's not just the raccoon family that moved in.
But there was one crime that I remember reading about. It involved actually an Airbnb. People were renting their house out to people to stay. And this one family rented the home out for a month. And when they came back, they found out that all of their furniture, all the possessions in the house, had been sold at a garage sale at the home that the people...
That's unbelievable.
Who were the people that rented the house.
I can't believe the neighbors... did they move everything someplace? I mean, how could they have a garage sale and their next-door neighbors? Or was this out in the country?
Oh, I don't think it was out in the country. It was up in the Priest Lake area. So... but again, that's a transient population up there with a lot of second homeowners.
Yes.
And so...
a lot of renters.
Yeah, and a lot of Airbnbs.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a unfortunate situation, but it's something for people that are operating an Airbnb to make sure that they're vetting the people that they're renting it to.
No kidding. Yeah, what a good example of how we want to be alert. And the best way to do it is to be organized about it, to get together and agree. Talk to us a little bit, because I think this, I mean, whenever the crime happens, as you say, it's usually of opportunity, winter, spring, summer, fall. But the reason that we're repeating the show now, kind of in the spring leading in the summer, is because this is the perfect time to get together with your neighbors. The perfect time. The weather's getting better. You can do barbecues. You can meet outside. You can really get to know each other and not have to shovel your sidewalk just to say hello. So this is a good time to get started,
It's a very good time. In fact, we see a lot of increase in requests from those same people that have these second homes. They are coming back up here in the summertime to stay, and now they're around to get their neighborhood involved in pursuing a block watch program for themselves.
Just to repeat for our audience, it's so easy to get involved. It's so the training and everything, you know, comes to you, these guys and the sheriff's department, and even for the block captains like you are and Fred is with.
I'm not a block captain.
Okay,
I
well,
gave it
you're
up.
The radio guy.
The radio just
but
consumed everything.
The point
everything.
Is that whatever you do, even in a leadership, it's not that much of a burden. It's easy, and plus it's you and your neighbors.
Yes, it's no burden at all, and oftentimes we get an assistant block captain to help out the neighborhood. So if I'm in my neighborhood, if I'm gone, another person can take over. In fact, one of the people when I was talking to about this problem in their neighborhood the other day saying, I haven't really heard anything from you about anything that's going on. I said, that's because we've had no issues.
Nothing's
for the last
going
6 months.
On.
We haven't had anything happen out
we've
here.
We've got people with their curtains open, looking out the windows, checking out what's going on. You know, I guess if we ask people, what are your top priorities, you know, as a citizen, as a person who lives in Sandpoint, for example, a taxpayer, I would say my top priority is public safety. I mean, I'd rather have public safety, whether it's police, fire, emergency, EMS, block watch support, you know, all of that. I'd rather have some holes in the road than not have the support of public safety. And that's why I think this block watch program should really keep spreading and that everybody ought to, or as many as possible, get involved. Don't you think
well,
so?
That's
the top priority.
Yes, and that's why we're trying to expand it. I remember Sheriff Wheeler mentioning years ago saying, I want to have a block watch sign in every neighborhood driveway in the county. Well, I don't know if we're ever going to get there, but there are a lot of groups out there that have organized themselves in their neighborhoods, and that's great. They're doing the program essentially, but they don't involve the sheriff's office in it, and I think they're missing out on a key point of that because the deputies out on the road essentially know where the block captains are. They know where these block groups are and have an opportunity to communicate with those particular neighborhoods if they have the time when they're patrolling through the area. And you don't have that when you're a separate independent group out there.
You know, knowledge and communication it's just essential. I don't care any situation we could be talking about, but to have the knowledge and the communication to share that knowledge is critical for everything. I mean, in education, in a marriage, in a church, I mean, at the workplace, and here we are, Block Watch. Communication and what was the other one I said? Anyway, communication, getting together and knowing each other. Give us that telephone number again and how people can get involved.
The number is 208-263-8417, and you want to ask for Cheryl Messner, and she will help up get the program going. I might just add one thing. You know,
yes.
The key to this whole program is being a great observer and reporting any kind of suspicious activity. And a lot of this activity doesn't necessarily need to call 911, but instead just call the dispatcher, who basically it's maybe the same person, but they're going to prioritize the call. And that number for dispatch is 208-265-5525. And so those are concerns that are dealing with after the fact or after the discovery, those kind of
things.
Well,
I just learned something new. So instead of calling 911, you can still call dispatch. And what are you? You're just like reporting a concern or a suspicious activity.
Correct.
Something.
But if there's something immediate where life and property is in danger, that's 911.
Yeah. But so 208-255-265?
265-5525. Correct.
265-55. So you're still going to get to dispatch, but you're not on the life and death.
That's right. And reporting any suspicious activity, again, goes to dispatch, and dispatch is starting to analyze this, saying, oh, I got a call there, oh, I got a call down here. It's the same vehicle or it's the same person.
You know, thank you. Maybe we can have Cheryl on with us the next time, or Sheriff Wheeler. Anyway, thank you so much, Craig Nelson, Fred Arndt, for being with us today. I think this information is really important. So everybody come on back next week. Another great show coming your way. I will be talking with Selkirk Fire Chief Jeff Armstrong. He's here to talk to us about the fire districts.